fishing in years and years. Mm-hmm. I got a pond down that's full of fish. They're not large, but they're full.
And the kind of the thing that the spider leaves behind, what do you call that?
Spider.
Yes.
Well, we've got all kinds of spiders.
And if he leaves something behind out in the bush or in the house, what do you call that? If he spins something?
A web. It's called a web. You spin a web.
Now, sometimes, do you call it a spider web or a cobweb?
A spider web.
And if it's in the house, what do you call it?
It's still the same thing. Just wherever he's at, it's spider web. See, they generally weave them out outside, but once in a while, one will get in the house and weave a web in there. You got to clean it down, you know.
Have you ever heard of the word cobweb?
Yeah.
Cobweb, yeah. Is that the same?
It's cobweb. Now, let's see, that's a different thing, I believe. I don't know, I'm not positive. See me like that's a thing, it's a more of a solid web than it is a open web. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive about that.
Would a cobweb be made by a spider, do you think, or is that?
I suppose it would be, but I just don't know for sure.
And do you ever hear anybody call the ones outside a dew web?
A what?
A dew web?
No, I don't believe it is.
These are some of the words that other people have given me.
Well, you can go from one neighborhood to another and you'll find people calling things different names.
Yes.
Especially if you go from one county or one state to another.
Right. That makes it interesting.
That's right.
It's different names to the same. I forgot to ask you, when you got rid of your orchard, you said you just took the tractor and pulled the trees?
Cut them up with an axe and burned them.
Did the whole tree come?
Pull it up by the root. Got roots and all.
They did?
Yeah, so I could plow it with the tractor.
I see.
I missed five straight crops, man. I couldn't afford that. Mm-hmm.
And did you say each one of them, was it cold weather, or why did you miss the crops?
Cold weather in the spring would get them. I had a neighbor, I know we had a big orchard over there. He had a lot more than I did, Mr. And he got shit all his. He just lost year after year. He just pulled them and went to farming the land. Mm-hmm.
What actually happens is that the blossom just...
In February, we just generally have a warm spell. And they'll bloom out in February. I've seen them go on and make good-sized little peaches. And along about the latter part of March or the first of April, it'll come a heavy frost and a cold spell and it'll kill them. Mm-hmm. They just turn black and
just freeze out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's
a little old tree right there back of that window there. You ever fool asked, I give away, I don't know how many, and we eat off of them a good while. They're white peach. And I canned 41 quarts off of it.
Did you?
Yeah. As you ever fool asked. Last year, I got five or six peaches off of it to eat. Had a cold spell come and it just turned black and dropped off. Hmm. They bloomed just as thick as it can be.
41 quarts.
I put up 41 quarts off of it.
Took a lot of time, didn't it?